Good challenge in front of us for sure this week. The matchups across the board, offensively, defensively, and then our communication has to be on point. We know we're taking it on the road this time, and the loud environment. We worked that throughout the season with our crowd noise here, and we'll ramp that up even louder today. But we know that communication has to be on point. It's something that we stress throughout the year, so we're anxious to go and do that today. So we train for those situations, and we'll get a chance to go in effect. Get a nice, good crowd, and we're very used to that, knowing our crowd as well. So with that, I'll open it up to questions regarding the game.
Coach, where are you at health-wise as you return to practice today with Julio and Mohamed Sanu?
Sanu and Julio will be limited today, and we anticipate them, their arrow pointing up for more work tomorrow heading into the weekend. But they'll be limited today.
We didn't get an update on Brooks Reed.
Sure, yep, and Brooks will be out today. He'll run in condition on the side, and he'll get no practice reps into today. He may do some individual portions, but no team reps today.
Dan, I know coaches are programmed for one game at a time.
Yep.
But when you looked at the schedule when it came out, did you have any thought about, oh, this is really a tough start? Or
yeah, I recognize the story for that. It's not the first time I've heard that, but no, honestly, you just got to go with it, and you try not to look too far down into the future. It kind of can take away from your focus from right now. So you don't want to emphasize one more than another. We recognize the significance of going and playing well. And when we didn't play well, I think that's the bigger picture, Jeff. Let's make sure we get our game exactly like we want.
Would you say losing an opener, and again, I know we're only one game in the season here, but does it ratchet up any sense of urgency?
I think it definitely bums you because you want – you know, so much to show, you know, some of the improvements and some of the things, but we also recognize there were 16 of them that did, and we're not happy about it, I can promise you that. But you kind of get right back into the focus. This league is built on fighting and battling, and it'll be another, you know, hard-fought game. That's what we expect going in, so no one's going to be that kind of battle. You're prepared for that.
Coach, what do you see on film when you look at Derek Carr?
Well, number one, the explosiveness that you saw, I believe it was you know, with 89 and Crabtree, it's got to be over 200 yards in terms of those guys combined, well over. They had a very explosive day. Both teams did. So that totally jumped out. He's more mobile than you would think, and he's able to pull it down and not just run for first downs but create on the move. I guess that's the part of the thing that totally jumps out. Third downs that get converted to first downs. Within the two-minute situation, you see him on the move. But they have some featured guys, both at receiver and at tight end, that are matchups for sure. Very big offensive line that tries to move the pile for sure.
At times last year, you had Desmond Trufant shadowing. Do you see that as something that you would consider this week with Amari Cooper?
At times, there'll be some matchups, and based on the down and distance, or certainly some of the calls. So we've worked hard at True being able to play a number of different spots. So, yeah, you will probably see him in different locations during the game.
Matt didn't have a sack in that game against the Saints. What do you take out of their game plan and maybe try to implement this week to try to slow him down a little bit?
Yeah, he's a factor, and it's really how hard that he comes and he brings it. When one of those guys are there, you know you have to be accounted for. And like most good players, they know how to deal with a chip plan and how to go through some things. But we certainly have our attention where he is. I think the thing that jumps out the most is how hard he goes. And it might not be the initial move that got him, but the relentless pursuit is oftentimes what he's the biggest factor in.
Dan, you know about Bruce Irvin as well, and how much does he help Mac out a little bit?
I think it's Bruce has really good speed. He can fly off the edge. He's got a real looseness about him where he can slip underneath a taller tackle and get really low to dip. He's more featured in the Sam linebacker spot and then nickel as a defensive end. But they definitely make a good tandem.
And yes. You tend to be very composed by the time you get around to seeing us after a game. Are you that way in the locker room after a loss? Do you get mad at your team, or do you just not show it to us?
Well, I don't show what happens inside the locker room outside. And our team would know, the intensity that we want to talk about. But there's some things that I keep private with the team. And there's some things I share with the fans and with the public. But about the team, most of those difficult conversations take place. At times they're uncomfortable, for sure. You know, we talk about things often that we did well or what was a cause of the scar that allowed us not to play well. So I think that'd be a better question for the players. I think they'd be more inclined to answer. But, my intensity certainly comes out. I'm not going to drive our team through our outside sources. It's always going to be within the walls of our team on the field and in the locker room.
Why is it so hard to develop pass rush?
I would say a number of things. One, you've got to have the speed to go. That's where it starts. Four guys in connection, Jeff, that's one. You're talking about without pressure, correct? Like a four-man? There's a couple of different ways you can do it. Some of you can all-out blitz, and if you got really good cover and you want to do that style, you can. Some of the most effective ways is where you don't have to lose coverage guys underneath and still four-man rush. And to be in concert of working together, sometimes that takes some experience of working together, how to different feature different guys inside. But pass rush isn't solely made up in sacks. It's hits, it's forced fumbles. Sacks are definitely a factor because you have an opportunity to get the ball out and you lose yards. Those are significant factors. But I think just, you know, the concert of working together and developing, you know, the pass rush technique is not one that's, you know, an overnight thing generally. That's why some of the guys who are really successful at it are often mid of the career through the end really at a high level.
Game one obviously wasn't what you hoped.
It was not. 100% agree.
So has it been more difficult than you anticipated?
It's not been more difficult. I knew we'd have a challenge for that. We were able to hit them some, but as far as at the level I would expect, we're not there yet. We're not where we're going to be, but we're not there yet.
How much does that affect what you want to do defensively, not getting pressure on the quarterback? I mean, we're a year and a game.
That we have now, we're able to play some more man-to-man when you'd like to, and that's certainly a thing that we will do, not just in that game, but moving forward, where we have some matchups that we like. So having more speed on the field allows you to do that, and that'll also increase our ability to rush. So that would be one way that we would add to it, by adding more man-to-man to how we play.
Thought about though changing things up at all, and what you want to do just to try to get more, you know, get more sacks?
I'm pretty stern on how we want to play, and the reason being is I'm not going to base, you know, a points allowed on one game of what we can be. We played in the middle of the road, and we're going to improve quite a bit, you know, as we did. I'm talking about from last year to this year, but we've got a lot of room to improve, that's for sure, and especially as far as rushing.
Wouldn't blitzing more be sort of counter to your general philosophy?
When you blitz more, there's less guys underneath, so there's more ops for big plays. That's why on some quarterbacks, why do they perform better when blitzed, where they know where to go with the hot throw and there's no one there? So when we play zone and we have underneath players, now there's nowhere to go and the pressure heats up, we're more effective for sure.
Are you at the point where you acknowledge you might have to blitz to...
Or man-to-man, you know, is another way. Sometimes you can use a man-to-man and use another player underneath. So we're prepared to go that way now that, we've added some speed to it.
Coach, just walking back through the no huddle and versus using it when you're behind and maybe using it as sprinkling it in for tempo and other reasons. Where are y'all going to, just stay with the, we get behind, we go no huddle?
No, that's not accurate. And I'll kind of hit you on that just to be clear. We do like using tempo, and that's a way to say no huddle or a way to say where you're working at the line. Oftentimes, it's best within a drive, within it. You're at the third play. You just got a first down. Do you get back on the ball again? We don't see it as a featured way where every play we're no huddle at that. We wouldn't be able to play in a style that would best suit our guys. But that said, we do like going in and out of that speed. That stresses the defense a lot. We did that some last week, and that'll continue to be something that we like to do. It's sometimes harder for you to see because we may not start that way. But within the drive, man, they're rolling, and we like that urgency. Do we keep going? And, yeah, we do. Oftentimes we do.
How much do you worry, if at all, as far as Vic Beasley's confidence is concerned?
I don't worry about the confidence, over one game. And that said, I'm looking for, his arrow to be going up in this game. So, but I'm not in a confidence issue of with him.
What is it?
We just didn't perform like we're capable. I thought they played hard. But when those opportunities come, Jeff, to go make the play, can we just nail the technique just right? And that finer detail will be there. You can't measure just every game on, okay, did he have a sack or not? That'd be nice, but that's not how it goes. How many times did he affect the QB? And so it's certainly arrow and an improvement for him to have.
Fair to say you would have expected him to be further along at this point, though?
Fair to say I would expect him to have a really big impact for us this year.
Coach, the kid Simon that used to play for you in
Seattle, Darryl,
he's
yes.
now been waived and stuff like that. Any thoughts on if he's a guy that could help you guys out?
Certainly, Therrell's a guy that we spoke of, but nothing imminent in that front.